You of all people would know, this combine, I mean, this is crazy. They're invading your home over here.
Yeah, I think that every time the combine comes, you get a lot of very notable people in the NFL that get to come through Indianapolis and celebrate. This is like an adult spring break, I feel like, for everybody in the NFL. But it's also a huge opportunity for a lot of these guys. I wasn't lucky enough to perform at the combine when I was coming out of college, much like Marquette King. Kind of had to do our own thing, but it's awesome. It's a great thing. It's great to have people like you here from every team representing, and we just hope we're good hosts for everybody.
What's great about you is you get it. I mean, you said it best. I love doing the TV thing, but this is nothing if I'm not punting well.
Yeah, I think the big thing is for a lot of guys hate the media. And the reason why they hate the media is because they feel or they fear a bad story is going to come out about them or the story's already written. But the media is the reason why our league is the way it is. It's the reason why it's the top social thing in our country. It's pop culture. It's everything. And the media has a lot to do with that. But I think nothing works if you don't perform well at your craft and do your job well. I think Marquette King is a prime example of that. He's one of the best punters in the NFL. He's so young. He's fantastic. He's following in the shoes of a legend in Shane Lechler, and he gets to be a teammate of another legend, Sebastian Janikowski. But I think with social media nowadays, with the team cams and everything, there's so many opportunities to get a good exposure. You just got to make sure you do your job well.
You told me you're done helping Marquette, correct?
Yeah, Marquette's too good. He's too good. He's one of my good friends. I saw him coming out of college. He's electrifying. He has some of the biggest, he has some of the strongest legs I've ever seen in my life. And he's so good. Guys like the rest of the league is scared for how Marquette's potential. And I can't wait to watch him grow.
You kick with a guy that should be in the Hall of Fame one day. Talk about Sebastian, another guy that hopefully one day get that accolade, but what is it about those two?
I think two kickers that you always think of are Adam Vinatieri and Sebastian Janikowski. The big Polish strong left foot who's been doing amazing things and incredible things for so long. Such a strong leg kicking off whenever he's decades into his career. It's such an impressive thing. And Adam Vinatieri is obviously noted as one of the most clutch humans in sports history. I'm so lucky to learn from him on a daily basis. And you got a lot of really good people in the NFL, and those two guys epitomize that.
Finally, I got to ask, Ray Guy gets into the Hall of Fame, finally.
It has to be great for the Raiders organization, but also for punters everywhere. Ray Guy snubbed me out of his award in college. Thanks, Ray. No, but I think Ray Guy was a guy that changed the game. He's super athlete back there on fourth downs. Used to turn the ball over, hang it so high. We're all happy for him in the punting community. Now we just got to see who's next as a specialist to make it. Seabass and Adam Vinatieri are two guys that are going to be up there. Morton Anderson as well. There's a lot of good things happening on fourth down, and Oakland has been good in special teams for so long.
All right, take it easy on the Raiders. We see you in the future.
We played there a couple years back. Peyton Manning did the old he ran the end around by himself to seal the game. But it was a lot of fun to get out in Oakland. The black hole was unbelievable. And I hope we get back. A lot of good teams in the NFL, a lot of great fan bases. And Oakland's one of those legendary places.